As Yaakov opens with his tefillah, as he prepares to meet with his brother Esav, he says the phrase, Katonti mikol hachasadim u'mikol ha'ames. I have become small, we'll translate it loosely at this point, from all of the kindnesses and all of the truths that you have done with me. Hatzileni, no, he says, please save me. And you said, Atah amarta heitiv heitiv imach, you had promised me that you're going to protect me and make my children as numerous as the afar kechol hayam, asher lo yisafer mirov, as the sand of the sea that cannot be counted. Rashi and the Ramban are going to argue, what is the phrase katonti, I have become small, or I am small from the kindnesses that you have done? What exactly did Yaakov mean with that? But what they both agree is that Yaakov is afraid of chet. He's afraid of sin. He's afraid that he's no longer on the spiritual plane that he once was when he was given these promises. And now that he's on a different plane, he's the way of a tzaddik. The Ramban's language is kiderech hatzadikim liyore tamid. That's the way of the righteous, to be afraid. I'm not doing all that I can. I haven't fulfilled all my obligations. And that's what's causing him to be worried now. Now, the way that manifests itself, again, they argue. So Rashi understands, how does his fear of sin manifest? He says, Katonti mikol achasadim. Rashi learns, Nisma'atu zichu yosai. My merit has been diminished through all of the kindnesses and truths that you have done for me. So the Rashi sets up an equation that when a person does something, he puts like a money in a bank account. They're deposits, they're spiritual deposits that a person earns with every good thing that they do. However, Rashi says, all of my deposits have been used up. You have been so kind to me, Yaakov says to Hashem. You've done so many things for me. All of my capital is gone. I don't have any more of that capital. And therefore, Rashi says, once you've promised me, since then, all my capital has been diminished. And now, I'm afraid of my sin, I have nothing to protect me. So since I'm sinning and I have nothing to protect me, I'm going to fall into the hands of Esav. That's a Rashi in the sense, katonti, that my bank account, so to speak, my zchuyos have been diminished. Ramban doesn't like that interpretation for a number of reasons, that he should be afraid that his zchuyos, that all of his merits are going to be somehow diminished, and that's what he meant over here. And the Ramban therefore has a beautiful understanding. Katonti means, I am smaller than all of the kindness that you have done. Meaning to say, I am katon, I'm eino ro'i lekach. I am not worthy of all of the things that you have done. Eini kedai, the Ramban quotes, as well as from a medrash. And what's the difference between a chesed and an emes? The Ramban comments, you have done chesed, and when you just do a kindness, that's called a chesed. You didn't tell me in advance you were going to do it. As opposed to when you promised me you were going to do something for me, and then you did it, that's what's called emes, nis'ametz hadavar. You made it happen like you said you were going to do. So you've done things for me that you promised you were going to do, and you did them. And you did things for me that you never promised you were going to do. All of these things together, I am not worthy. I am katan. I am smaller than all of these things that you have done for me. How does that translate then into his tefillah? What's he saying? He's therefore saying as follows. He's saying, listen, he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I know that I probably have done something wrong. I've been gorim hachet, my sins are for sure caught up to me. However, nonetheless, you have done all of these things that you have never even promised me that you said you would do. So if all of these things that you never even said you would do, you did for me, then kol shekein, then certainly you should do the things for me that you actually promised me that you were going to do. I was never worthy in the first place. But you made a promise to me. You said, when I left in the ladder with the dream of last week's parsha, you promised you were going to protect me. I wasn't worthy then. And now I'm not worthy. But if you did things for me that you didn't even promise me that you were going to do, the chasadim, and now you have an opportunity to do the things that you did promise me, I wasn't worthy before. I'm not worthy now. So that's Yaakov's tefillah. Fulfill the word that you promised me, because that's what you said, and I was never worthy in the first place, and even if I have sinned now, but I wasn't worthy then, I'm not worthy now, but at least you promised me, so fulfill that particular promise. That's how the Ramban understands Yaakov's tefillah, and the idea that a Jew feels unworthy of the kindness that Hashem does for us is what Yaakov has bequeathed us, the idea of katonti. A Jew should always feel, look at the gifts that I have, I'm not deserving of these. It's a beautiful way of life, rather than someone who says, like, you owe me. Hashem doesn't owe us anything. It's just the opposite, to live life and to feel I'm undeserving of the goodness, the kindness, and the truth that you have done for me. Katonti mikol hachasadim.